Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to symbiotica.com. That's CYMBIOTIKA.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
So I keep hearing about the Salt Lake City finale, and I have so many thoughts before even watching it. I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to tell you what I think after I watch it. But having not watched it, I want to tell you what I think about the whole concept beforehand. Okay, so people like Jennifer Lawrence are saying it was the most riveting television they've ever seen. And you now have people like Julia Roberts on Watch What Happens Live talking about Housewives in general. And the medium and the genre has evolved, devolved, changed. And here's what I really think. So what was explained to me was that this girl seems like a sociopath and that she's the villain. She's happy to play the villain, that she was a show fan, that she had a hate account. People have hate accounts about me. People that I know on The Housewives have had many people who have had hate accounts about them. And what I do know to be true is while you make some friendships, like friendships light, people that you can enjoy, people that I like Sonia, who I text occasionally, but not that I see every day, not people that, you know, you've been able to sustain as a ride or die. It's next to impossible to sustain a ride or die on The Housewives. So I know that Teresa and Melissa weren't BFFs, but like it's really disintegrated their relationship. Look at Dina Manzo and her family, disintegrated relationships. Nene's been through so many relationships. It really took a toll on Jill and my relationship, which hadn't been going on that long beforehand. It didn't have the strong foundation that some might have before going in there, and still disintegrated. Carol and myself. It goes on and on. Erica and Lisa were locked at the hip best friends. Yes, they're friendly now, but they're not the same level of friendship because the show makes you need these alliances. It just makes the concentration strategic and it's not intentional. It's not on purpose. You're not just saying, oh, sometimes you are, sometimes people are being friends with someone or aligning or having allegiances or alliances because of the show. They know the show's coming back. They've got to have people to cling on to. Everyone's going to hate them. Once everybody hates one person, it's a feeding frenzy. Every scene is about that. You know, what goes up must come down, and it's a zero-sum game. Someone's always hated or loved. But what I will say is that it is next to impossible to sustain positive relationships, whether romantic, but that's easier than friendships. Because with romantic, the spouse or the boyfriend is usually not the main character. So they can not film as much and they're not as much on the front lines. So now we realize that a lot of it's not real, that a lot of it's manufactured, that people go to jail, that people have sort of alter egos, that people have secret lives, infidelity, owe people money, have illegal practices, have different scandals associated with them. So we realize that a lot of this is fraudulent. We realize that people definitely don't have the money they say they do. They may not live in the cities they're pretending to live in. They may not own the houses they're pretending to own in or the cars they're pretending to own. So it's all pretty fraudulent. And it's really for theatrics. No problem. The Hills was similar. So now we're trying to assign real relationships to a show that is based on casted relationships. The relationships and the friendships, for the most part, and the tight-knit aspect of the group is usually not real. People become friends with the people or spend time with the people or have to go on vacation with the people because they're working with them. They're filming with them. It's no different than you working down the office from Jane that you may have to go to a company retreat with, or you may have to see in the break room, or you just see at work every day. You're not hanging out with them or doing holidays with them. So now it's this alternate universe where you're friends with people, you're not friends with them, and it's the upside down because you think it's real and it's not. And I've never, ever learned more about people than when we've gotten off the show. That's when I really start to like a lot of the housewives because I'm not on the battlefield with them. I don't have to see them either as sort of a manufactured alliance or an enemy. They're just people that I know socially that I'll see out and I can appreciate for who they are. They don't have to be my everything. They don't have to be my nothing. So now you have a person who was a fan and wanted some level of fame and had hate accounts and wanted on that show so badly. And this person got what they wanted. They don't care about any of these people. And maybe they're more authentic than most because they're walking into this experience saying, I'm coming in, I'm on the battlefield. No one really cares about anybody else in this whole experience. So I'm going to walk in that way. I'm walking in not giving a shit. I'm walking in casting myself not as somebody who's going to be beloved, but as the villain. So while everybody's around here pretending everybody's best friends and I've infiltrated this group of really good friends, which is bullshit because all these people are constantly trashing each other and fighting anyway, I'm walking in as a villain. So when I get caught as a villain and I get caught as being someone who hates these people, I'm dispassionate because I never promised any of them anything. None of them are paying my rent. I came in here for fame, for relevance, for reality TV, the bag of bullshit that it is. So this woman, I haven't seen it yet, but from what I understand, she seems like a sociopath because she acted like she was friends with everybody and played this role where she was part of this group when she was really their enemy. I completely understand why this other woman, Heather, would feel completely violated, also by production and by the whole entire experience, because she feels like she's sleeping with the enemy. She's living in the same house with the enemy. But on reality TV, most people are the enemy. I've seen people that have called up shows where I'm supposed to do a hosting gig for shows, called up shows. These people are supposed to be my friends and called up those shows and said, why Bethany, not me? I'm so much better than her. I've had people call up brands that I'm working with and say, why not me? I've had every single situation where different housewives have trashed me. I've had Andy Cohen trash me to other housewives and other housewives trash me to Andy Cohen. This is what goes on in this environment. So for someone like Jennifer Lawrence to love it as entertainment, that's one thing. But whether it's Jennifer Lawrence, Julia Roberts, or Jane in the cul-de-sac in Ohio, they all need to know that these are actual real human beings on these shows playing a role. It's like, entertain me. You're in front of the king. You're a they're jesters. Entertain me at any cost. It doesn't matter. You're going to go to jail. You're going to be accused of something. Someone's going to rat someone out. Someone's going to have a hate account on someone. Someone's going to say that someone's money isn't real. It's all fair in love and war in this thing. And so maybe in some cases, now I'm starting to realize that everybody, I guess, does have to realize what they sign up for. I did not know that that's what I was signing up for all those years ago, which is why I left multiple times. So now I'm going to say the public service announcement to anyone signing up for reality TV, you are signing up to possibly go to jail, be called a fraud, be called a cheater, be called a liar, to be tempted to actually be a cheater, to actually be a liar, to want to pretend you have more money than you actually do, to want to rent cars, to keep up with the Joneses, to have to look rich. It doesn't matter if you are rich. It just matters if you look rich. It doesn't matter if you're a good person. It just matters if the audience thinks you're a good person. It doesn't matter if you're a villain, as long as you're a good villain that people love to hate. You need to be loved or someone who people love to hate. Don't get stuck in the middle. That's the riptide. That's when you get fired from the show. So if you're trying to be famous and you're going in there and you want to be relevant, whoever that girl is, I think her name is Monica, she accomplished her goal. So I don't know if she's a sociopath. I don't know if she's a genius. It doesn't matter. She walked in, she was a nobody, and now everybody's talking about her and she's a somebody. You go in, you have an affair, you fuck around with somebody that you know. Alas, Vanderpump Rules and the show has higher ratings than it ever had. So scandal sells, hate accounts sell, and evidently being a villain or being a sociopath also sells. It's all about the Benjamins, baby. It's all about business. The production company, Bravo, and that girl, they're all winning, and so are the victims. Heather's winning too. Everybody's winning because none of it's real. None of it ever mattered. And no one should walk into reality television, or the Housewives for that matter, thinking this is where you're going to forge real, genuine, authentic, meaningful, spiritual, deep relationships that enrich your life. It's a cesspool. It's a garbage dump. Go in there and get dirty and grab everything you can and pay those women anything that they want because they're in the mud pit getting dirty and it might just affect the rest of their lives. Exploitation with compensation. That's what they should get. After a long day, I cannot wait to get into my soft, cozy earth pajamas and my bamboo bed sheets. It literally feels like heaven. Cozy Earth offers bedding products that will transform your sleep. Sleep is my life. Like the way you feel in a bed, think about when you've slept in the wrong sheets, the wrong bedding, the way you feel, the temperature, the softness, the crispiness. Like it's like Goldilocks. It has to be right. Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating, and better yet, all products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself and your loved ones to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your sleep care and sleep health because you deserve it. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use promo code Bethany for an exclusive 35% off. The luxury she deserves. Cozy Earth.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
So what strikes me about the Salt Lake City Monica character is that within the show, we're seeing these trolls that we see on TikToks. There are hate pages about people. People host live Instagrams and TikTok events where they just trash other people and speculate on their lives, their money, their sex, their relationships, and they thrive on it. And there are a lot of these trolls. This is a very common thing. It's just that she's in plain sight now. We see it all the time, people thriving. And the funny thing about it is that everyone's acting so surprised because the name of the game on Housewives, the number one name of the game on Housewives is expose everybody's everything. So anybody would have exposed Jen Shah. This girl is just doing it as a sniper from the side. Everybody exposes everything. It could be something Luann's kids are doing. It could be something Jen Shah's doing. It could be something that anyone has in their past. Everything has to come to the surface on Housewives. That's what the producers want. That's what Bravo wants. There can be no secrets. Why is it that we have Teresa talking about Melissa's husband, Joe, and speculations about women that he's been with? Why is everybody always digging to look for stuff on Teresa's husband? Like, everybody's acting like this isn't how everybody is. And this is what the name of the game is. This is just a situation where the person didn't probably realize they'd ever get on the show and they had this account doing it. But you can ask anyone. I've seen DMs to and from Jill and Dorinda and everybody from this franchise with people gossiping. That's how people find a lot of their information. People, civilians, text housewives and give them information. And then they bring it into the show. This happens with everyone. This woman just reflects something that is completely rampant and that we've all seen a million times. It's just that now she's a cast member. That's what makes it so different. But I have had so many people from the show, Sonia, Dorinda, all of them, show me and talk to me about messages that fans have sent saying, this is this. This one's doing that. Ramona's doing this. Sonia's doing that. That's not real. This isn't real. That's not a real job. It's not a real product. That business person really wanted to go into business with me. The tipsy girl guy, for example. That guy wanted to go into business with this one and that one and the other one. Everything about the Housewives is about information and dirt as currency. This is just the one episode that is highlighting and showcasing it. And the four women standing on the beach looking aghast as if this is something so shocking. They're just shocked that the wolf is in sheep's clothing living in their house. But everybody is an iteration of this. The Salahis crashed a party at the White House. That they were grifters. Jen Shah went to jail for fraud. Erica Jane's husband was defrauding people out of their retirement and taking plane crash victims' money. Doreen and PK have been accused of owing people money and things not being what they seem. Kyle's husband accused of infidelity. Like Luann trying to allege that Dennis and I were you know, cheating while he was still married or because I was still legally married. This is the name of this game. So that's why when I see people like Jennifer Lawrence, who I'm a big fan of, glamorizing it, or John Hamm or Julia Roberts, they don't realize what this entire cesspool that I was knee deep in the middle of for several years perpetuates. And it was never as bad as it is now. It is another level now. Garcelle, her son, he was getting threats online. Wasn't Lisa Rinna accused of being some account or of calling some publicist? Wasn't the dog and Lisa Vanderpump, wasn't there a situation where there was like some other publicist, the source, talking about that dog or that situation with that dog gate? It's endless. Was it Jill Zarin's assistant who asked for the funeral to be filmed? This is what this show is about. This is just the single crystallization of this aspect. Every successful member of this franchise is guilty of this crime. Let's go back to the beginning. Let's go back to the book, Cop Without a Badge, on the table to expose Danielle and her past. Engaged 19 times, criminal record, blah, blah, blah. Alex McCord, nude pictures. That's what this show is about. And anyone that wants to pretend that this show is about female empowerment, women elevating women, women supporting women, lols, is delusional. It's about the demise of women. It's about the gotcha of women. It's about the trashing of women. It's about the catching other women in mistakes. It's about finding out that someone's not worth the amount that they say they're worth, that they're sleeping with someone who they say they're not sleeping with, that they don't really come from where they come from, that their accent isn't really real. That's what the entire show is about. Accountability to the core, but to a damaging effect. People have gone to jail. Multiple people have gone to jail. How many mugshots? Like, that's what the show is about. So any person celebrating the show is celebrating that. I walked out twice. Someone's got an addiction issue. Someone's over-consuming. What's happening? Is it being handled? No, it's being exposed. Is it under the guise of being for their best interest? Maybe. Is it truthfully just gotcha? They say that they're recovering and we know that they're drinking. Bring it to the table. When Jill Zarin and I came back after a summer hiatus, the first thing she said to me is, "You didn't call Bobby when he had cancer." It didn't matter if that was entirely true. The first thing I said to Carol when I came back was that Adam wanted to be paid for a relief trip. The point of the matter is the rules of engagement on The Housewives are dig up every piece of dirt that you can, put it in the middle, because it takes the energy, emphasis, and focus off of you and puts it on someone else. What kind of worse example can we set for our daughters than that? Do another rant once I watch. I don't think it will be all that different. Watch what happens.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for
more info now.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
So I finished the Salt Lake City finale, and it's a very interesting dynamic because the one girl, Monica, is the gossip girl, and it sounds like her account is definitely comprised of information from a lot of different people. That's what happens in this Bravo sphere. It's constant exchanging and lots of DMs from civilians, from people in the Bravo crossover sphere. And that's what basically happens. And that's why things like BravoCon really concentrate all of that, because BravoCon is like a massive Bravo trip. Like if the Real Housewives of New York go to Mexico, BravoCon is bringing all of the different shows into one place. So it's that in greater scale, and that's where all kinds of information is shared. And everything does come to light. And this girl walked in as one of these troll blogger people that takes other people down. She's just a Hall of Fame version of what all housewives do, which is constantly dig up and expose information about each other. This woman just did it in a very stealth and sleuth-like manner, where she was the self-elected villain who was going to accumulate all of this gossip about a bunch of different people. And it did sound like it did start with Jen Shah. And she said the rest were collateral damage because people just talk about everyone. That's just what this is about. And the name of the game is exposure. And all of the girls, I actually think the girls seem, I don't know the show that well, but I've met Lisa, and they all seem like fairly nice people overall. It's just the nature of this beast that it's kill or be killed. And they weren't very articulate in just screaming at each other, and you're a piece of shit, and you're a piece of shit. And it did sound like there's a lot more under the surface. And while, yes, it's villainous and heinous and you know, a very explosive finale, none of it's really surprising because it's just a crystallization, a condensation, and an ultimate reflection of what this entire atmosphere is about. And there are no secrets. And anybody who decides to do this show needs to just know that, because they're all just playing the game well, which is why they're now going to have a reunion about this. And I don't even know that the girl will be asked to leave the show, or they'll have something of her next year. Probably a lot of people won't film with her. It's shocking, but it's not ultimately, it's shocking. It was like shock value, but it's not ultimately surprising because it's just a more, I keep saying, concentrated version of what's going on everywhere in this space. Is it disgusting? Yes. Do any of these women need to endure this? No. Do they choose to endure this? Yes. Are they being paid to endure this? Yes. Is any of it real? No, because you're going on TV and you're doing press about this. You're perpetuating this. You're being paid to dig up all of everybody and yourselves' dirty laundry. Jennifer Lawrence and Julia Roberts get to play other characters. They don't have to be on screen playing themselves in the name of the game called Gotcha and trash somebody else so you're not getting trashed in that moment. It's just all strategy. It's just all Hunger Games and Game of Thrones. And when we first started out years ago, it wasn't like that because it wasn't just, there wasn't decades and hundreds of women's worth of cattiness and competitiveness and jealousy and bringing the worst out in women. It just wasn't like that. It was a fresh blank slate. And then add social media, add fake Instagram, TikTok accounts, add trolls, add cyberbullying, add all of it. People are miserable. And people viewing this, it makes them feel better. It's just gossip that's not on them. It's the same thing in a macro scale. Like the people viewing at home, it's like, thank God, they just don't have to talk about what's going on in their own lives or their infidelity or their miscarriage or their financial issues because they get to talk about the people on the screen. So they don't have to be the one in their own cul-de-sac being talked about. This is just a gigantic public cul-de-sac where you just want the bag of shit to be on anybody but yourself. And this one girl was holding many people's bags of shit. She's got the bag, you know, it's basically, let's take it all of the bag of shit. But that's what the whole entire thing has been for years, whether it's Teresa's tax evasion, Jen Shah being a criminal, Luann going to rehab, getting arrested. That's what the show's about. Don't be so surprised. Just think about it. I'm not defending a sociopath or a troll or a person who runs hate accounts. That's an animal in and of itself. I'm just saying that every woman who is so aghast at this compilation of information all does the same thing, just not in one concentrated format. It's just that this is a switchboard for all of this gossip about this one group. This hate account is just a formalized accumulation of hateful gossip, which is what The Housewives is all about all day, air day, with every woman doing it to each other in the name of ratings and money. Successful accounts like Demois are basically a combination of sources that provide vetted information about different people in the media, reality television, celebrities, etc. And then that information is combined and then disseminated to the public. And that's a real, credible site that has a podcast. And they're giving the tea. They're basically spilling the tea that they've collected from mostly reliable and credible sources, with some exception. So the fact that an entire cast and society would be aghast at this, people are just aghast at the fact that this girl got away with it. But what she got away with was doing a combination and a culmination of the same thing every other person in this entire medium and genre does. Was it any different than when everybody had to dig to the bottom of the barrel and get all the meat off the bone as to what Kathy Hilton did or did not say to Lisa Rinna in that van in Aspen, or what happens on The Real Housewives of Orange County when the cameras go down after dark and the girls are using their personal phones to film everything that happened? Because it all has to be spilled out onto the table. Nobody's safe. Nobody's secrets are safe. So this was just somebody that orchestrated and organized it and pulled one over on anyone else. And I'm not saying any of it's right because it's all disgusting and I was part of it, but I'm saying no one should be shocked and aghast and that this girl should not be excommunicated from this church any more than anyone else. That would just be bullshit. Let's not forget, this is the name of this game. Please do not act surprised. Please do not act surprised. But also, people who are for female empowerment and women supporting other women shouldn't pretend that this genre and this vehicle does that, because this is part and parcel for what this entire medium does. No surprises there.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.